Hello, tonight I'll be talking to Cerian McKellen about nudity, Shakespeare and turning 70. We explore the link between Italian neorealist cinema and David Cameron's bike. Plus, over budget and overdue in West Bromwich.
Nobody goes in, you hardly see anybody in. No. I've never been in and I wouldn't go in it because I think it's disgusting.
A controversial new arts centre in the Black Country. More on that in a moment. We start with the world...
available now.
We've seen the opening of several new art centres this year, including The Curve in Leicester, The Quad in Derby and King's Place in London. But one hotly anticipated building, The Public in West Bromwich, is still not fully up and running in spite of over £60 million of public money being spent on it. A vast pink and black building in the shape of a fish tank right in the centre of town, it was the brainchild of a local artist called Sylvia King. It officially opened in June, but the centrepiece attraction, a high-tech interactive gallery, did not, leaving the locals less than impressed.
Nobody goes in, you hardly see anybody in. No. I've never been in and I wouldn't go in it because I think it's disgusting.
I went in the first time. I think it could have been put to better use. A lot of the people around here need sports facilities. There's no swimming bath around here or anything like that.
It's empty. All I'm using the public for now is just the coffee and the beer. They're not using it for the arts and that because I need more money. Wasting money. We haven't got a cinema.
Locals in West Bromwich commenting on the town's new art centre. Well, I spoke to the project director, David Clark, but first, local journalist Andy Silk from BBC WN, fill me in on the centre's background.
The aim was really to kickstart the regeneration of West Bromwich, a focal point for the town. Now, the place has been neglected for years. It lacks amenities. It has a crumbling shopping centre at its core. And the inspiration was really what the Guggenheim did for Bilbao in the 1990s, really to emulate what had happened there.
What does it look like?
It looks like an enormous black fish tank. The idea is that it's an iconic design, an international eye-catcher. It has pink windows that are like large bubbles. And the funding was really based on this idea that it would be a major architectural feat. Around £39 million was found for it, half from the Arts Council and the rest from local, national and European government. And once that was in place, the build started in 2003.
And what went wrong? Why is it still not open? In fact, it even went bankrupt before it opened, didn't it?
It did. There were two major setbacks. A year in, Allsop's company went bust. And then in 2006, when funding bodies spotted another great big overspend, King's company had to call in the administrators as well. The local authority took it over with new architects. They finally opened in June this year, but it was 3 years late at a total cost of nearly £57 million. That's £17 million more than the original budget. And there's something missing. The interactive gallery, the star attraction, has been closed due to technical problems. And although it was promised to be open by the end of this year, there's still no date for it to be fully open. That means no revenue, no customers paying admission of £6.95 for adults or £4.95 for children. And the business plan, which expected more than 100,000 visitors, that leaves a huge hole in the finances.
David Clark, let me turn to you now. I mean, that all sounds like a huge disaster.
Well, I think that it's completely fab.
Andy, just a final word to you. Do you think you can see a situation where the people of West Bromwich will come to love this building, or are they still too angry about the fact that over £60 million of public money has been spent on this huge space which people aren't quite sure what it's for?
Well, the anger is palpable. If you go into the town's market, you ask people, at best you find indifference, but the majority are furious at the ongoing expense. They all know where it is. They all know what it's supposed to be doing. But the problem is that they feel the priorities have been overlooked. There's no cinema. There's no local swimming pool. These are all higher on their list. And really, the question is now whether they're going to pay for it in order to come and see the exhibit, which they may or may not be interested in, or whether they're going to abstain out of protest. And that seems to be the spirit there at the moment.
Andy Silk and David Clark.